Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! I know it's been a minute because I had to let some of y'all celebrate y'all holiday and get the little holiday spirit out the way. But man, we back to the grid of it all. Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year.
Man, we here, man. We about to go in. This is going to be something different. That's why I told y'all the next show I was on. Read some surprises for y'all, man. We're going to go all in this year, man. We don't care bar none on these topics, whether you agree with it or not, man. Get up there, get out, and look for the evidence and find out for your own self then. Don't try to dispute it. Don't call in with that bullshit because you're going to be on trial. We're going to shoot you down. Period. Today's topic, man, is social media pros and cons. Now, I got Brother Harris Cootie in the building. And I got Father Men in the building. So y'all know we're about to kick the dough in on this topic. And it's a personal one to me because I'm coming from an age group of people where the Facebook and MySpace stuff kicked off. So I got two select groups of friends. I got the friends that feel as if social media is just, they use it stupid. Well, I don't be on that because it's a bunch of hogwash. It's a bunch of, you know, bad talking and new pictures and this and this and this and that. But then I got an intellectual circle of peers, too, that I come from where they use social media for business, networking, and really getting ahead. That's where we at with it. Now, we need to address these two facts because I got a personal opinion on it. What you think, Jared Cootie? What's with the Facebook and the IG and all that? Is it a pro and a con, or what's going on?
And, it's social media. The media is used for a particular purpose. So it all depends on what purpose you use. You're getting the most out of your use it to communicate with the people that know in the past, those lines of communication, people you'll never run into on the street or at any event or anything that you do. You're just out of the loop,
right?
Physically, on a physical level. So, those type of things you can keep in place, those relationships, schedule things with Facebook and come back and keep them physically. And then the other part is trying to reach out to new people. It's all about networking. You build your network. Your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right? So it's a lot going on social media, not just crap.
Right.
So
right.
You got to step your game up, know what you're using it for, build on that level. It's a tool. It's a tool like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You use it for what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't use it for having to put some nail in. You put some wall down in place and you got enough selection. Use the tool. So that's what I
feel. Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I feel like it basically boils down to you're going to get what you're looking for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You friend people.
Get everything you
according
want.
According to suggestion, according to request, you friend people. So if you got a bunch of big booty duty photos or big dick Hanks or naked after dark Facebook going on, that's because maybe that's what you're attracted to. That's why you got a bunch of that, because if you look on my page, you won't see that. You see companies. You see networking groups going on. You see us promoting our companies and what we have going on. So that's when I kind of get a little personal feeling. Like, you know, I got some peers. I just brought this up before the show. Yeah, I'm bringing it back up. They say, well, you know, I don't get into that Facebook, Henny Hall and all this. And, you know, when I see you and this and this and that. But then I look at their lifestyle. Your lifestyle is simply a smoke weed, drink, and sit and play the video game on your ass or watch the cast play. You synchronize to propaganda and you think, I guess in some way in your mind, you're better than the person that's using social media. When at the end of every one of your program shows that go off, it says, like us on Facebook. When the news go off, it says, like us on Netflix. Everybody's connected.
Facebook got over a billion people.
Over a billion people. So there's something substantial about it, but we got to be for real. They're supposed to talk everything, though. So while I don't talk social media because that is the catalyst of our speech. What I say is for us, even if you don't agree with it, as a parent, get it anyway so you'll know how to work and how to monitor it for your child's sake. don't be oblivious, because you oblivious. Now, where your child go to find help? You know what I'm saying? Where your child go to find help if you oblivious? Or if they having a problem, who do they turn to? Somebody else who know how to use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Not you. If you down talk, then your supervisor tell you on the application, what is your Facebook name? I've seen this on the application. I think we need to get according to the time frame. You know?
Use it like a resume.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It builds your, you know, make it LinkedIn. That's social media. That's social media. Professional network.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's social media. So you can't say nothing about, you know, that's just business going on social media.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you entertain all the, it's only becoming entertaining when you see stuff that's outlandish or whatever, and then you hit like. But then you shouldn't say, oh, it's always bullshit on Facebook. Well, you like the bullshit, though. See, you're entertaining it. You have done nothing to change the traffic that comes into your page. You entertain it.
But this is thing. It's really no different than real life. It's like a virtual aspect of it. And then you think about in real life and the physical world, the people that you attract, and these are the same people who attract that bullshit
right.
on social
right.
media.
Right.
You attract the same thing in real life.
Right, because
and blame it on everything
right.
else.
Because it's always the big booty naked chick that's always talking about the niggas inboxing her about what's up with that ass. You feel me though?
It's blame.
It's always
when you walk down the street.
Right. Or it's always that nigga in one of them groups that want to point out that that was a fag in the photo.
Mm.
And then you point out how you recognize it. Well, y'all didn't know that was a male. Look at his throat. Look at the ball. What do that say about you, my brother? You took the time to entertain it. Mm. That's what I'm saying, though. Social media, like you said, it stretches far and wide with how we can optimize the vessel itself. Like you said, we reach out like family. I had some family that I hadn't seen in years. Get on Facebook through my mom. I'm linked up with cousins that I knew growing up, but we hadn't been apart. So you got its value. You know what I mean?
Sister in California, a niece,
and
a cousin in Vegas. That you gotta keep up with.
Right,
on Facebook.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it keeps those lines of communication open.
Right. So, father men, you not young per se, but you know what? Young is going down the panel.
Young fuck.
In your age group, how do your age group use social media?
My age group.
Your age group and younger.
My age group and younger is actually. Right on the cusp of when the new social media come on, like the MySpace and the Facebook. My generation was at the very beginning of these. In my generation, we utilized it for the first. It ain't one social media.
So y'all got to begin the Facebook.
This is my generation. Facebook is my generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duke Mark Zuckerberg is the same year as me.
Okay.
Also, we right.
Okay.
So when
right.
I was my sophomore year in college, that's when I was like, "All right, fuck with that."
Yeah.
That bitch was hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot on the college campus. Yeah, everybody was talking about it. That sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get on it till senior year. So, man, I thought that was you know, with a lot of school, a lot of white people. I was white.
Right.
So I was, then I got on that bitch. The world opened to me. But I ain't fucking my place before that. My place
mm-hmm.
was not before
mm-hmm.
that.
That was
us.
Yeah.
Okay.
You Twitter it out.
Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter and ideas. All yours.
Okay. So again, I say my generation takes full advantage of it. Full advantage of it.
You can see that.
Exactly.
The young celebrity status.
Yeah.
Viral.
Exactly.
That viral thing takes
mm-hmm.
off with y'all age group of knowing
mm-hmm.
that, well, I got access to my destiny right here in the palm of my
mm-hmm.
hand. If I want to be a comedian,
mm-hmm.
I'll shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why I say, like, so
with the really the posting through Yeah, man. The direct posting.
Right.
That was still slow when we were coming
out.
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't post. It was hard. You had to really know what you were doing.
Okay,
post,
so,
post videos and stuff.
So you have to have business having to quit. We're down there exporting and shit.
To agree with it all, so what I want to say is that my generation takes full advantage of it, but what I also want to point out is the fact that social media is now the outlet for actual human connection. Prior to, there were phone calls, of course, and letters, but it's given people an avenue to connect faster and sooner. But people also use social media as a crutch. Yep. And to also say, oh, I'll just hit them up on Facebook, when they could just hit them up on Facebook immediately, but because it's so accessible, they'll do it whenever they feel like it. I think that that is the biggest pro and con of social media.
Talk about it, make the relationships more impersonal. It's so much distance between you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communication.
It's actually an emotional block. There's no sense of compassion with a natural person because you spend so much digital illusion that you built off of what a person's Facebook profile is.
Think about those chat rooms, those comments on the newspaper blogs and shit like that, where they be talking, calling us niggers and shit like that.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying
they can feel so free,
right,
to do and say whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just a profile.
That's all.
You're only a profile.
That's all.
Now let's. Well, what about the matrix end of it?
Now.
As far as tapping in.
Now we're going. Okay. Now we're going to go into the matrix end of it all. Why for real?
Talk radio.
It should be used as a vessel because once you view the movie maker, and you go into the analogy of how they log in using the phone,
right.
Now they're in the matrix of everything that's not real. Then when you log off, you back in first day, we would say Zion, which is analogy to real world. So you deal with problems.
Unless you're out on a mission.
Unless you out on a mission. Either going to work out, going to make purchases or whatever. So you got to know how to use the matrix. You got to be educated too,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that social media is not going to teach you, and that's where a lot of our parents fall short because we letting it, they're not indulging, but they're letting it teach their kids. Now, you can't figure out why you don't have any communication with your child because you don't understand vision.
Right.
You know, and you don't understand how the mind is the computer, and you can access your files mentally. And like he was saying, it's lazy now. You have no reason to sit back and think about nothing because Google is there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You could, hey, Dean, well, what is 2 + 2 + 8 + 7? And you could be a thrill for us to sit and think. Ooh, I'm about to get this. I got you. Give me 2 minutes. Ooh, I'll figure this out.
Challenge.
Now it's, you ain't said nothing.
Google.
Well, now we're looking at technology itself. We're not even looking at social media. We're looking at the dependency upon technology.
But social media has, due to Facebook being Facebook timeline now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember, it has a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
So it works as Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we walk in the matrix with it.
That's how they, those advertisements.
Total access.
Those advertisements be exactly what you be wanting.
You know what's crazy? So, it's not crazy, but we know why. It do what it do.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about those coats. We were talking about the coats.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, like, a week later or a few days later, they pop up as ads on Facebook.
Right.
And these were personal conversations
that
we've had about fashion. But a few days later, they come across my screen as ads.
Yeah.
What?
Talk about this technology.
Technology.
And how it's privacy invasion.
Yeah. That's right. See, they covered up privacy invasion with AI.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, like you say, your Facebook status can read your likes, your dislikes, what you tend to favor, what you tend to not favor, but you have friends suggest. How are you going to suggest my friends to me?
You don't even know them.
But you know I know them due to the generalization of the
network.
Yeah.
And the network that you circled in.
The psychology behind you touching a place. That's when we get to the pros and cons that I wish that people educate on. If you be aware of what you research. Because when I first got on Facebook, I was one for putting a lot of the knowledge up. A lot of what people call conspiracy theories.
Right.
What I was finding in my suggestion list was nothing but that. That's why I got a group of Masonic friends.
Mm.
I got a group of African Center friends.
Mm-hmm.
I got a group of rosters, a group of the weed smokers. It's because of the psychological input. And it's easy to run the numbers on, you call the math, it was probability.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers run off probability. So, you know, to the credit of it all, man, we're going to try to open y'all up to some avenues about this social media that y'all are not aware of but need to really be aware of, because this is how it exists. This is how it works. We don't go back knee-deep because, like I mentioned before, we got a couple of companies that we run off of social media. The benefit of that is since we done put up the Common Heritage Common Destiny page, we done made connections.
Mm-hmm.
We done been able to reach out to other groups and pay them attention like they pay us attention.
Right.
In the long run, that can be profitable.
Yeah, of course.
It can be sustainable profit. I also seen recently, well, this was my little thing. I used to be known in my little section, in my little neighborhood, for being the one to put your Facebook site up. Like, all my friends wasn't hip. They were, you know, they come over and put me one together. Now, you know, there's a company, I seen it advertised, you call the company, they put you together a business Facebook page.
Mm.
You paid them for it,
though. Mm. You were doing it.
I was doing it, and I'm pretty sure y'all have put a friend or a relative page up, too.
Yeah.
It could have been profitable the whole time.
My granny's, cabaret.
Exactly.
You know, another thing is talking about our community. They talk about ways of technology and talk about how people accept technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then avant-garde being at the forefront of it versus being at behind, and getting caught by the wave.
Yeah.
Our community appears to be behind technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not knowing how to use it to their benefit.
Yeah.
You talk about how we got a community that's not taking advantage of business, building small businesses like you're supposed to.
They're not even taking advantage of modern technology.
All the same.
You know what I observed? And this is not to throw shots at that generation, but what I've observed through my talks and travels through the city is the elders look at technology as tabooish. They don't want to touch it because it's new. So without them touching it, our influence to it is just simply us being exposed to the world. Like, you know, when we were coming up, influence to computer was the fact that it was becoming popular. So it was cool because Claire got an Apple. We all over here on the holiday. So it influenced you to want one. Now they got Oregon Trail, Number Munchers, and all the educational games that came on it. Now it's so far open that I hear older people say this. My grandma just got a brand new car in 2005, she is old. I went over there yesterday to visit her. I said, Grandma, you know, I take out the car, look all right. She said, I need you to open it and go inside of it because it's full of gadgets that I don't know how to work. I said, well, Grandma, you know, just start pushing. Well, now I'm scared to push on the button because I don't know what it's going to do. Well, Grandma,
they ain't going to check
you. You should not have got it until you were ready. Or I have to now come in here and bridge that gap. I got to train you on it.
Really, you got to be ready for that technology.
She said, well, I can't even play my CD. You don't come on a CD player. I said, that's because it's Bluetooth and USB. She said, well, what's that? I say that to say.
She done bought the car.
She got this car. She can't function it. She got two flat screen TVs, one in the living room, one in the back room. She asked me for DVDs. I throw in a flash drive that's loaded with movies. She said, but where's the DVDs? Grandma, you don't need to use it. So what I'm saying is we need to bridge the gap fully in order to take advantage because, see, some of the elders got resources we don't have, and we need them to understand technology so they can bridge them resource gaps. I got a friend whose mama... my dude's home. His grandma's friend is Mr. Ford. We tried to, you know, correspond with Ford a time before and get a little something started, whatever, you know. Yeah. And what he wanted us to do was some, you know, web building, website building and all this. So we went into it. Trying to find out anyway, get domains is expensive.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be creative
technology.
Mm-hmm.
We have to,
as a community, we got to build the technology that we want to use.
That's right.
People talk about that people are scared to use technology. If we build it in our community, everybody's a part of the assembly lines or working in the factory, they will have a more exposed mind to the technology.
And I'm going to say something. I don't want to say anything about that. I kind of agree with Niall's time frame, the automation of it. I'm in agreement with that because I'm an avid believer that, like you stated, we should have technology working for us. And I agree with robotics. If we make plants and everything robotic, there's more time for you to spend with your child at home. There's more time for you to spend with your wife or with your husband to make sure your natural
life. Let's not take it too far, though, because if you don't control that situation,
well, yeah,
people will control it and say that they're using robotics and now you don't have a job.
Exactly.
You're not going to be taken care of.
Exactly.
That's what the current wave of things is. People get pushed out, more technology is being put in.
Well, I say that to support
people
with
lose
the plan, though.
Job. So that technology's got to work with us.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I say that to say with what you were saying. It'll free us up to be able to use our entrepreneurial mind.
Yeah.
We'll have, we can have now that set of.
And use our robots to do
exactly.
stuff.
We'll have that set of creativity. Because, you know, we got that time now. We ain't stressed about, I create my own job now. Okay, Ford, you fired it because you got all these robots. Guess what? I'm about to invent a car that don't need some of the stuff that your robot is doing. So now you got to shut it down. There's going to be a downslide of people, though. You know, like you said, that's going to feel that crunch, that out of job, that displacement. And like you said,
that's where somebody, what is it, the one project?
The business project.
Well, you're talking about with Jacques? Yeah, well, you
raise
people don't need the word. Right. And everybody should
be taken care of. Exactly. Now, someone, in that aspect,
with the technology.
I agree, with the technology.
Technology is working for us, everybody should be taken care of.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's
so,
yeah.
Now, look at this other aspect of social media.
Okay.
Is what has been most popular for recently, or since, I mean, really, since it's been out, is providing the news.
Yes, yes.
That's been the dominant role social media has played since it's been
more intimate outlet.
Yes, putting out information, being the news. That's where people get their news now.
I mean,
that's where a lot of people get their information. Where what to look up.
Like you said, if people paid attention to what they were actually doing, we would have time, huh?
Come on.
We would have our own CNN because we got a lot of people taking pictures and putting up footage of
exactly.
information.
But it's open share, what they call it, open source.
Right.
It's open share now.
So yeah, there is pros and cons, man.
And it's where the news people all the furniture and information was coming over Facebook.
Definitely a pro. And as the media stated about the sales that was in conflict with it, they were hit to it because of Facebook.
Edited from the people point of view and perspective of what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
So looking at the transition of social media, the social medias of today are definitely not the first.
Because my take went down because of the dominant onslaught of freedom of what you put up.
So I bring that up to say that a con would definitely be the fact that our communication is so dependent on the internet access.
Yeah.
We no longer have our own newspapers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke signals.
Like
you
said,
it's only
that for our means of wanting to even communicate.
Yeah.
No information.
Yeah.
It's all about, I mean, we know information runs the nation.
Right.
So we got to find different ways to use
it. Like you say, it gets to their mind. Why would I get up and go outside and play with my friends when I can just log on and look at pictures and this and that? But you know, y'all heard that knock on the door. Y'all know what it is. Brother Montudo stepped off in the building.
Okay.
You know, he coming in, man. It's so social.
media pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
What's your outlook on social media, you know what I'm saying, pros and cons, either one?
I'm definitely thinking it's a pro. But of course, anything nowadays could be flipped against us or used improperly. Let me say that.
People getting stalked through social media.
Yeah. I mean, it's a public social site, man.
Right.
If you don't want to be phoned, say your ass off it.
But Rudy stated earlier that it's actually a parallel world to what we have at now. It's virtual.
Exactly what it is.
So you know what I'm saying?
People put their whole lives on
everything
that
everything that's in the real world is superimposed
mm-hmm.
on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got everybody rich.
Mm-hmm.
Every girl got a fat butt.
Everybody
got
get bullied.
Everybody get bullied on social media.
Right.
My nephew got suspended or expelled because of something he said on Facebook.
Something the news had on the other day about social media, and it's going to take another acceleration. It went out of Avatar to Sandy Moses. So where people are using sentences and conversations without words, because you got emojis that cover everything. The smiley faces.
No, I know what the Avatar.
The Avatar is you.
Oh, your picture? Oh, well, you know, we
and have, you know, singular navigation through the matrix.
Man, whenever we can use something to boast our lives to make it seem like it's more than something it is, man, we don't do that because we ultimately are not satisfied with what we're living in. You know what I'm saying? And with that said, stop living through the media, I mean the social networking, and fucking do what you need to do so you can live your life in reality and not, technology.
My two make a good point about how people, this new reality star type of world we live in, people are trying to be stars through social media.
Right,
they're
right.
Trying to create themselves
right.
into stars.
Right.
They've done nothing. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing of that point.
See, the government got it to where it's true. In life.
More comfortable
quality because
of the bit of it all.
You trying to reach for that.
Exactly.
Shout out to the listeners.
Y'all be cool.
And
thanks for listening.
Come
y'all keep it up. Check us out.
Yeah, keep it going. We're
here. We're coming strong.
Love y'all. Man, stay in there. Shout out to Detroit. I see them on the line. You know, they haven't. And everybody else, man, keep supporting us, man. We're going
to
run it.
It's good of it all.
Love y'all. See y'all tomorrow night. I say. We got juice on there? First hit ends episode. Something else to talk about.